walking out with my little dog out for the nightly stroll on the estate in Cork in Ireland, where it's damp, where there's plenty of precipitation, and this is the great opportunity to empty the mind of all the day, feel the wind, watch the dog shake his tail, and off we go. I was just thinking a few minutes ago that it's quite difficult to know how you keep this going, you know, going for a nightly walk all the time with the same dog on the same roads, in the same structure. But somehow or other, I had this imagination, perhaps one evening I'll go out for a walk with the dog and everything I say will be identical with what I said on another evening but have for completely forgotten. So it's like as if I was a painter working in the same studio with the same colours and the same brush. Is there ever a chance that I'd paint the same painting twice? Of course there isn't. Yes, the dog would stop me in my tracks at a different place. Although I assure you there are particular bushes, particularly small shrubs, at which he always has a penchant for stopping. Come on, Rock! And doesn't my voice go into falsetto when I speak to the dog? I somehow must think that if I speak to the dog in a deep voice that I'll scare the living daylights out of him, because he is a nervous little thing. Actually, if you met him, you know, he would be nervous of you. And he's not one of these horrendously brave, fierce dogs. He kind of doesn't like people who come straight up to him, right in his face, with full of enthusiasm, greeting him. He moves away from them. But then if you're nice and circumspect in your approach, he's more than willing to befriend you. Why am I saying this? You're never going to meet him, of course. The only person who's going to meet this dog is the people who live around here, all of whom are gone to bed, but seem to leave things lying around in the grass, which cause the dog to become a bit like a ferret, or what I imagine a ferret is like. Come on! Yep, a little creature that burrows into the ground. You can tell immediately how little I know about ferrets. There's a lovely lady who on Twitter is called a dog food lady, who keeps ferrets as pets. And I remember the first time I ever met her, whether it was face to face or virtual, it didn't matter, because it was my first realization that some people keep ferrets as pets. And then I discovered that there was another person in West Cork who keeps ferrets as pests, as pets. I was only used to Eddie Grundy keeping ferrets. On we go. Let's keep the old energy up. And it's good for my body to get a bit of exercise through it, having been sitting in a meeting for several hours, 2 or 3 hours this evening. So, time to get the limbs striding. And, yes, so, what do you talk about when you have nothing to talk about? And when the purpose of talking is to pour out a little of the liquid that fills you up and leaves space in the glass for something to come along in the night. Yes, leave space in the mind, in the body, in the in this physical vessel so that during the night something could come out of the unconscious into the conscious and restore you and revitalize you and get you going the following day. So sleep and night is a way of regenerating. Yes. And this evening walk is a way of making space so that the sleep that comes can have a good platform on which to allow the unconscious to seep through the undergrowth to be fertile. Ah, yeah. Oh, yes, this is it. This is the life. This is how to... I ate three sweets, actually. I ate three sweets before I left the... before I went out for a walk, so... I've got all those three sweets, three toffees to walk off. Yes, this is toffee walking time. This little creature is looking very impressive this evening. I think he was positively looking forward to getting out. When I put on the coat, he gets excited. And then when I, those of you who have dogs know full well that dogs read signals and they can read your mind from your body. And they can tell what's going to happen next. Anticipate. Should we all do that? We all anticipate. Yeah, we all have experience. And on the basis of our experience, we anticipate. We predict. We guess. Yep. We guess. And we place confidence in our guesses. And of course, sometimes we're proved wrong and misplaced, but so what? It's damp, I tell you, folks. It's damp, and I'm not doing any of the big loop this evening. I'm doing this, I'm doing a short up and down walk, and giving him a chance to get ready for bed. He does sleep, by the way, in the kitchen in a little house. A little plastic house. I coax him into it every night by a little treat. He gets one of the treats before he gets into the house, and then the other treat is thrown into the house, and he goes in after it, and then he shut up for the night. There you are, a bit of useless information. That's not what I came out to do. Did not come up to describe the real world. Ah, the light of the artificial lamps that transform the estate from a very, very dark place into a place that has mixed light. I can see the lights of the city of Cork over beyond those trees. I can see light reflected on leaves. I can see light reflected on pavement, together with shadows. And gradually, all that stuff, all that grit that was down there, that's all been washed away. Here we go, coming downhill. Ending the day, packing it away, putting it away in a little box, saying, okay, that's it. Tie a ribbon on it and say, well, whatever that day was worth, it was only worth one day. There's another day tomorrow. That'll be another day too. So we're back home. I'm back home. Been a quick walk tonight. I feel like no idea. Oh yes, we're on to just 10 minutes. That's not bad. Okay, look. I wish you a really good night. Bye-bye.